Keith mentioned Ace High, and David Payne was the trainer of Ace High. He was terrific yesterday winning the Hill Stakes. David's on the line. David, good morning. And I know the race was run to suit, but, gee, he was dominant, wasn't he?
Yeah, morning, Ray. Yeah, now look, you know, if you recall last year, as soon as we stepped him up to the 18-2000, he was unbeatable.
A different horse,
you
wasn't
know?
He?
Yeah, yeah. You know, he just stays well, that's all.
Yeah, and this is the horse that I know you've had a high opinion all along, David. Is he reaching those expectations now, or maybe even exceeding them?
I think so. He's a much stronger horse. He's developed. You know, if you look at him now, he's a big, strong bloke. So, you know, this prep is really a much stronger horse.
He's still a handful, though, isn't he, David? Look, I was watching him go out on the track yesterday. Gee, he was making life hard for his handler.
You want to come and see him at home? he's a delinquent.
Yeah. Is that just his robust nature, is it, David?
Yeah, he's been like that from a foal, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, when he came in, the breeder advised me to geld him, and I begged John to geld him, but he wouldn't let me. But he was right, and the horses. But you know, we've worked him out. He's producing. That's amazing.
Exactly.
Wise decision, David. Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup, pretty well worn path, Dave, and that's the one you're going to go with, Ace High.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No runs in between now, David?
No. You know, he's proven that he doesn't need them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, you go that extra run, you can make a mistake.
Okay.
I'll just keep him ticking over at home.
Yeah. And I was talking to you yesterday about it, and we mentioned his robust nature, if I can put it that way. That's one of the reasons why you don't want to take him down to Melbourne too early. You like to keep him in his home environment at Rose Hill there?
Yeah, well, I can keep an eye on him, Ray, you know. You know, you send him away and something happens to him, gee whiskers.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be with him, and then I'll go down the Friday before the Melbourne Cup with him.
Okay. So will he come back after the Caulfield Cup, will he?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
he'll go to, okay. He'll go to Flemington.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll just...
You'll stay with
him.
Him
there.
Yeah. Exactly. So on the Friday before the Caulfield Cup, you'll travel him down, and that's on a trailer?
No, the Friday, a week before.
Oh, the week before,
so,
okay.
So it'll be about eight days before.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just want to show him that tricky track.
Yeah,
you know?
Caulfield. Yeah.
If it was Flemington, I'd go the Thursday. But being Caulfield, it's quite a tricky track. So
exactly.
I want to just give him a tent around there and have a look at it.
Sure.
Dave, I'm sure you haven't forgotten, but one of the first things you said after winning the Victoria Derby last year was... I'm thinking Melbourne Cup already. Well, we're only a month out now, and he's almost there, Dave.
Yeah, geez, it shows you. Time flies.
Yeah, it does, yeah. But he's right on track after that.
Oh, yes, look, he's on track, Ray. And you know, the horse, he's much better if you give him a sit. You know, we have been making too much use of him. And, you know, yesterday I said to Ty, you know, we're going 2 miles coming up, so we don't want him revved up. So, you know, try and get two or three to lead you.
Exactly,
and I mean, he settled beautifully.
And he just powered away. You know, the hope of the side, one of the few, he's an Australian bred, isn't he?
Yes.
Yep. Probably the only Australian bred horse at the top of the markets anywhere. So you're the hope of the side this spring, Dave.
Please God.
Yeah. It's been a long time since a South African was the great Australian hope, eh?
Yeah. Well, I'm Aussie now.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
And you had another win overnight too, 23-12, South Africans defeated the Wallabies, Dave.
Raymond.
Yeah, first thing I got up this morning, I wanted to see what happened.
Yeah. Who do you go for these days?
Hang on, if you're the Aussie, Dave, who are you cheering for in that match?
No, the Springboks.
Fair enough.
Very good. Congratulations on the win of Ace High. Highly impressive, and is right there or thereabouts for a couple of these feature races in the spring. Thanks for your time this morning, too, Dave.
Thanks, Jimmy and Ray.